Thank you for calling XPO. This is Michelle speaking. How may I assist you today?
I was just over at Home Depot, and they gave me the name of someone to talk to at your organization, and the person is Cheryl. Do you have a Cheryl there?
I'm not sure, sir. This is a call center. There's a lot of people in the call center. Do you have an order number associated with
that? Let me tell you what. Can I tell you why I'm calling?
Okay.
I'm over at Home Depot and I'm trying to buy a dishwasher, and so I signed up to have your company come and measure my opening for the dishwasher, and I paid $65. I'm looking at the invoice for you to come and measure the opening for my dishwasher, and so I met with Linda Olson at Home Depot. And she talked to Cheryl, and she gave me the number of 1-866-285-9200. And I'm supposed to call Cheryl. I came home from Home Depot, and I'm at my desk. And my problem is, she said she could come Monday. She told Home Depot that. But I have a doctor appointment on Monday. So she told Cheryl, I'm going to go home, and I'm home now, and I'm supposed to call Cheryl and tell her what time my appointment is so that she knows when she can schedule the guy to come. Now, I've been in line now for 3 or 4 days for a measurement. And I need a dishwasher badly, but I don't have a measurement. And so I signed up for you guys to come and measure my opening and give that to Home Depot. And like I say, Home Depot told me to call Cheryl. And you have a Cheryl there?
That's what I'm stating, sir. I'm not sure who that is. This is a call center. We have a lot of people in the call center. Do you have a order number associated with this account?
Yeah, I do. I'm looking at it right now. It's a Home Depot. I paid you $65 on about 3 days ago, and I've been working with Linda Olson over at Home Depot. Do you need her telephone number?
No, sir. I need your information to pull up an account for you.
Oh, well, what do you need to know to pull up my account?
Can I have your first and last name? Could you spell it out?
Okay. My name is James Holzapfel, Holzapfel, and I'm at 9210 Kessler, Kessler, Overland Park, Kansas. And
I'm going to place you on a brief hold, sir, while I try to locate an account.
Well, let me tell you what the reason I'm calling you.
Yes, sir. You just advised that you're calling regarding scheduling a measurement.
Yeah, I paid you $65 3 days ago, and you were going to come and measure my opening. Now, let me finish. So we talked to Cheryl at Home Depot, and then I came home about 15 minutes ago. I'm home now, and the question was, I have a doctor appointment on Monday, and she needed to know what time my doctor appointment is. My doctor appointment is Monday the 18th at 10 a.m. Monday 10 18th at 10 a.m. Because she was talking about coming out Monday, but I couldn't remember what my doctor time was. So I came home right now. Now I'm home to tell you when the doctor appointment is. That's Monday, 5/18 at 10 a.m. because she was trying to get your person to come out on Monday to measure my opening. I've been waiting now about 4 days. And they can't sell me a dishwasher till they get your measurement. So I'm home now giving you my doctor appointment. And Cheryl should know all about this. Home Depot talked to her about 10 minutes ago. And so we all agreed I would come home right away, which I'm home now, and tell you when my doctor appointment is. So my doctor appointment is Monday, 5/18 at 10 a.m. So it normally takes me 2 or 3 hours. So I would think if you can still do it on 5/18, it would should be up in the afternoon, like 1:30, so I can be home. And but I'm supposed to relay this to Cheryl. We were talking to her at Home Depot just 15 minutes ago. I'm in dire need of a measurement. Are you there?
Okay, now can I place you on a brief hold, sir, to locate the account for you?
What?
I said it. Now I have to place you on a brief hold so I can locate the account for you.
Yeah. I'm going to hold on. This is very important.
Okay,
for me.
One moment.
So don't
Thank
lose
you.
Me now. I'm going to hold on.
Thank you for the hold, sir. Could you verify your address?
Yeah, 9210 Kessler, Kessler, Overland Park, Kansas. I'm not even a mile from Home Depot on Metcalf and 95th.
Yes, sir, I'm showing
and
that
Sherrod
already, you're already scheduled for Monday the 18th. You will receive your phone call Saturday, tomorrow,
no,
between the times 6 and 9 p.m. with that time frame.
No, wait a minute. I'm not telling you the right story. What I'm telling you, I like Monday, but I have a doctor appointment on Monday the 18th at 10 o'clock.
So we can't schedule a time frame.
Huh?
We cannot schedule a time frame. The
well,
time
I'm
frames
gonna,
are geographically routed according to the location.
What's that now?
We cannot schedule you a time. The time frames are assigned geographically routed according
no, what,
to
what
the
I'm
location.
Telling you, what
yes,
I'm
sir,
telling
I
you,
understand what you're telling me.
Well, can't you change the time from Monday to Tuesday?
You want to change it for Tuesday? I can change the measurement for Tuesday if Tuesday's available. One moment. Thank you for the hold, sir. This is a Monday measurement and installation area only. So they don't have anything available for Tuesday.
Well, listen, I mean, I got her a doctor appointment. We're going to have to change the time. I've sent you the $65. At the time, 3 days ago, I didn't know about the doctor. I'm in bad need of seeing the doctor. We're going to have to change the time because I won't be here. And we had Cheryl on the phone at Home Depot, and she gave me her number, and that's why I came right home.
Let me see if I can get you transferred over to a chair. Let me see
if
there's a chair in
the
system.
Doctor. I can't
one moment.
Help it.
One moment, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, I located Cheryl
yes.
for you. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to her. I have located Cheryl for you. I'm going to get you transferred over to her.
Can I put my hearing aid on? Miss?
Yes, sir.
Can I put my hearing aid on?
Sure.
Can I take a minute and put my hearing aid on?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm sure you can hear me, but I'm not making you out a little bit.
Yes, sir, I do understand. You asked for Cheryl, so I was going to transfer you over to Miss Cheryl.
I don't think you understand. I can't hear you. Can I put my hearing aid on?
Okay, sure. Yes, sir. That's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead and put it on. It just take me a minute. Hold on. Okay, are you there?
Yes, sir. You stated that you wanted
hold
to
on,
speak
hold on.
With
Let me,
Cheryl.
Hold on. I'm putting it in my ear now. Hold on. Okay, I got it in.
Okay, sir, you said you wanted to speak with Cheryl, so I'm going to go ahead. I found Cheryl for you, so I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to her.
Oh, is she available to talk to me?
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over.
That was the deal. I was supposed to call Cheryl from Home Depot.
Okay. I'll go ahead and get you transferred over, sir.
Thank
you for
calling
the CEO.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Please hold the line.
Okay.